Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health. Brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. I'm Bill Shishko, and I'm your host for another edition of HealthWise. My invention-oriented late father-in-law once quipped that a person would make a fortune if he could invent WD-40 for joints. Well, now I'm at the age that he was when he offered that idea, and I know exactly what he means, especially when I got out of my car after driving for a while. A person would make a fortune if he or she could invent WD-40 for joints. Your body's joints are they're the connections that are made between the various bones in your body. Well, they're a little bit like ball bearings that hold your skeletal structure together and that make your skeleton function as a whole. Adults have about 230 joints in their bodies. There are joints in your hands, your elbow, your wrist, your neck, your shoulder, your spine, your hip, your knee, and in your feet. And there are even joints connecting the parts of your skull. They're called sutures. And all of these joints are another fascinating example of how we are fearfully and wonderfully made by the true and living God. Now, some of your joints, the joints in your knee, your elbow, and your shoulder, they're made to be, believe it or not, self-lubricating. Amazingly, their movements are almost frictionless. Would that automakers could find a way to do that with cars. And those joints are not only able to carry heavy loads. I mean, think of the weight on your knees and the pressure on your elbows and your shoulders when you lift something heavy. But they do that heavy lifting smoothly and precisely. That's remarkable. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And there are many different types of joints that didn't just evolve that way. There's your shoulders and your hips. There's ball and socket joints. And there are gliding joints in your spine, your wrist, and your ankles. Now, your thumbs have what are called saddle joints, while there are pivot joints in your neck and in your elbows. Your knees have hinge joints, and there's even something called condyloid joints in your jaw and in your fingers. They're a little bit like parts of the ball and socket joints. In fact, if you do a Google search on joints, you'll be amazed at how wonderfully God has made us. Now, with all of those joints, you can expect that there will be all types of problems with those joints as we live as fallen people in a fallen world that's in the process of decay. And, of course, the most common problem is arthritis, with a more severe form called rheumatoid arthritis. Fibromyalgia, well, that brings joint pain in its path. Weight gain will make your joints ache. I mean, think of how many more pounds they need to help carry with weight gain. And, well, contrary to popular opinion, in most cases, aging alone doesn't give you problems with your joints. Instead, your ligaments and your tendons get stiff and leathery. But in many cases, both stretching and muscle strengthening exercises, as well as regular aerobic exercise, will help keep your joint pain in check at whatever age. Well, if we were talking with our nutritionist today, they'd have lots of suggestions for foods and for vitamins and supplements that can help with joint pain. Foods like blueberries, raw oats, wild salmon, and get this, you'll love it, even dark chocolate. Natural anti-inflammatories that help joints, things like turmeric and even ginger, fresh ginger. Supplements like glucosamine and chondroitin, and the favorite for my wife and me is collagen. But helping with painful joints by nutrition, that's not our topic for today. That's for another day and for another program. Today, we're going to visit the surgical medical department to learn about the things that are there that can help you with joint pain in literally every part of your body. So get ready for a fast-paced tour. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York, brings HealthWise to you this week. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical Surgical Medical Department is literally, I've been there many times, it's a floor-to-ceiling cornucopia of anything and everything you need for pain relief, muscle, joint, and bone care, and for your pre- and post-surgical needs. And there you'll meet Kathy, 110 Pharmacy and Surgical Surgical Medical Specialist. And we invite you to call her with your questions about, we entitled it today, Oh, My Aching Joints. Our live call-in number, 631-955-5400, 631-955-5400. And remember, you can text your questions anytime. Put that under HealthWise. Put it in your mobile device. And the number for those texted questions, 516-367-0391, 516-367-0391. You can text any surgical medical questions you have, and we'll pass them on to Kathy for you. Hey, Kathy, welcome again to HealthWise. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Pastor Bill.
Are we ready to make a tour today of the different joints in our bodies and how you can help us with our aching joints?
We are.
All righty. We've heard, Kathy, in the monologue all about the joints and every part of our bodies from head to toe. And am I right? You've got things in the surgical medical department for each of these fearfully and wonderfully made joints?
Yes, we do.
Okay, good. All right. Here we go. Let's start with this, Kathy. Give us a quick primer on ice and heat for joints. What do we use when?
Okay, it depends on the symptoms that you're having. Cold, it can reduce inflammation, so icing is very good. It reduces swelling and the pain related to arthritis and just physical activity. And heat helps relax the muscles and will help you lubricate the joints.
Okay.
So while cold is numbing, heat is lubricating.
Okay. So when we our joints, our muscles, right, they feel hot. Rather obviously, that's when you use the cold, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And heat again is what now? That's to give us relaxation.
Relaxes the muscles, okay. And moist heat will also help to lubricate the joint.
Oh, okay, good. Yes, there's a difference even between the dry heat and the moist heat. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So we talk about tour of the joints of the body. Give us some helps for our neck, Kathy. Helps from the surgical medical department.
Okay. Posture is key. So, using a lumbar support or a posture support while you're sitting, if you're sitting for a long period of time, that will help alleviate pain in the neck. There are topical rubs that you can put on for joint pain in the neck as well. And I've also did some research on this after I got your the monologue that headaches can be triggered by neck pain.
What did you learn? I've wondered the same thing as one who has to sit. And here I can give a PR for those the pads that you have that go on a chair with the lumbar support that I got from you folks some time back that are very helpful. But I've wondered the same thing, Kathy. The up and down, we're sitting with a computer with our neck. Can that foster headaches?
Yes, it can.
Okay.
Just by not being in the right posture position.
Okay. All right. So when people come to you at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, they need to pretty much tell you what their daily schedule is like, right?
Yes. Once they come into me asking, you know, telling me that they're in pain in this part of their body, I ask them what kind of, you know, activity they do or work they do, and with that I'm able to help them find the proper treatment.
Yeah, okay. And I would imagine neck issues are more common just because so many of us have to sit in front of a computer and it's up and down and up and down looking at the keyboard and so on, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's go down to the shoulders. How about different helps? Maybe some people have had shoulder surgery. others haven't. What do you recommend for shoulders and the joints, or joints and the shoulders?
Well, you can use topical creams and ointments that help to loosen up the muscle, and you can also I have shoulder supports that will actually wrap around the shoulder, give it compression, again, icing it if that therapy works for you. It's really, you have to find your niche when it comes to heat and icing.
Okay, that's important. So there's different therapies affect people differently, right?
Correct.
Okay. Kathy, what about the difference between people who come, they just got a shoulder pain for whatever reason, and someone will say who comes in and he's had rotator cuff surgery or any kind of surgery, maybe a broken shoulder. What's the difference in the things you have in the surgical medical department?
For someone that just comes in and just says, oh, I have some shoulder pain, I would, again, recommend the topical creams or ointments to help loosen up the muscle. I would suggest also the moist heat to help, again, loosen the muscles up so it's not as tight. And for someone that has had surgery, normally a doctor would tell them what they should and shouldn't do.
Okay.
Most of the time, icing is required after, any kind of surgery like that. And then, possibly a shoulder support would be also recommended for short time as well. And then physical therapy.
Okay, the shoulder supports they can get from you at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, right?
Yes.
Okay. Kathy, you've mentioned a couple of times about moist heat. How do you get moist heat?
Well, we have they're heating pads that come with sponges on the inside. So if you moisten that up and then use the heating pad, it'll generate moisture, which helps to, penetrate into the muscle, which will help loosen it up, as opposed to just the topical dry heat, which is, again, just topical.
So if someone's having shoulder pain at night, is the moist heat kind of thing would seem to be helpful to that person? Does it last throughout the night?
Not necessarily through the night, but if they wanted to do it before they would retire to bed, it would certainly make them more comfortable.
Okay, all right. Let's move down. Elbows. Someone begins to develop pain in his or her elbows. What do you recommend?
Again, it's our body, is just, like you said, they're made up of so many joints that you would just want to ice it or heat therapy it, use a compression wrap, which we have so many different styles, to suit everybody's, need. So even compression is a key factor in getting some pain relief.
Yeah, and of course, Kathy, we've spoken about compression stockings. What about compression for elbows, knees, and other joints? Is that really to help with blood circulation, or is there more involved in that?
It does help with the blood circulation as well, and it also gives it some support and stability.
If someone is, we'll say, a jogger or a runner, developing knee problems, that probably the first step would be to get something to go around that knee to compress it in the running. Is that right?
Correct. Yes, we have many different types of knee braces, and I have a specific line that will be very suitable for the more athletic or the running type of person.
Yeah, okay.
That like to go to the gym.
Right. Yeah, I think this is important. When you visit Kathy at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, let her know, as with the nutrition department, let them know about your lifestyle, because if you are sitting a lot, that's going to affect things, as we learned in the material on compression stockings. If you are very active, you're a gym, a fitness center kind of person, gym person, athlete, that factors in as well. Kathy, you've got a break coming up. Wrist problems, hands, fingers. People have had, say, carpal tunnel syndrome. What do you recommend there? Wrist, hands, and fingers when it comes to joint issues.
Okay, for carpal tunnel, we have very good wrist braces that have splints on the bottom portion of it. So it really helps to immobilize the wrist and take it out of that, you know, fetal position. Most people wear them when they go to sleep to alleviate the pain.
Okay, all right. For things for hands and fingers, I mean, you get that specific with things in surgical medical department?
I do, and especially when it comes to, like, people that have arthritis in their fingers and hands, we have gloves that are specifically designed for patients that have arthritic hands. Another treatment for arthritis in the hands is to a paraffin hot wax treatment. You know, medical doctors are now trying to use more natural and, you know, remedies as opposed to, you know, medicating patients.
Now, what's the paraffin treatment? You put your hand in melted paraffin?
Yes, you put your hand in the melted paraffin, and then there's gloves that you also, terry cloth gloves that you would, you know, put your hands in, and just, you know, it helps to, again, it's heat, so it's loosening up the muscles and the joints in your hands as you sit and get a nice skin after you peel it off.
Sure. Interesting. That's a new one on me. And, of course, sometimes you have to wed those, I'm sure, with the pain medication that people would take, right?
It's possible.
Okay. We're dealing with Kathy today about joints and care for your joints. Let's hear a little bit about the place where Kathy works, 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. It's like going back in time, the old days when a pharmacy was a fun place to go. Family atmosphere, employees who know your name and who really know you. Personal service, one-stop shopping for all your needs. You'll find all that and much more at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They have everything for your pharmaceutical needs and over-the-counter remedies. But that's just the beginning. Browse the full selection of designer greeting cards. Take back childhood as you choose from the unique Melissa and Doug educational toys. Find outstanding bath and body items for that special someone. See the full selection of surgical and medical supplies. And don't miss the nutrition section. My wife and I have a great time browsing 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and you will too, I assure you. They live up to their motto, every customer a satisfied customer. And here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases. Again, just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Tell them you heard them on HealthWise, and you'll even get the discount if you order from their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. Once again, that's 1-800-599-9963. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical is conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They open at 9 a.m. each morning, and they're open until 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 8 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And now, back to today's edition of HealthWise. Bill Shishko here with you with our guest Kathy from the Surgical and Medical Department at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. If you'd like to call in with your questions on, my aching joints, 631-955-5400. Or if you'd like to text your questions about anything connected with surgical medical matters, you can put that under HealthWise in your mobile device and dial, or rather text at the number 516-367-0391, 516-367-0391. This is an interactive program, and we'll get those questions on to Kathy for you. Kathy, you're talking about joints, and we're working our way down from the neck to the feet. What about spine problems? It's probably for a whole program, back problems. And I'm sure that's more than just with joints, right?
Yeah, I mean, we do offer a lot of different back supports and, you know, can tell patients to do different kind of therapies for their back as well. And, you know, as in the earlier part of the program, the best thing is, you know, doing the heat and icing therapy.
Yeah. Yeah, and I would say when it's you feel, that's the only way I can put it. I mean, your lower back feels hot because of a strain. Listen to your body and use something that's cold, right?
Yes, you would.
But if we're talking about a tension, stiffness, that's normally going to be the heat, correct?
Yes, because it will loosen up.
Okay, go over again for us the difference between the moist heat and the dry heat.
Moist heat is got moisture in it that will penetrate into the skin and the muscle to help loosen it up, and dry heat is just going to be topical.
Yeah, so am I right, Kathy? I mean, it's kind of like a sauna, right? It's like a sauna applied to one particular part of your body.
Correct.
Okay, yeah, excellent. So if you folks like saunas and you get the benefit, as I have, of the moist heat of a sauna, then this is the kind of thing that would be helpful for you. Okay, hips. We have so many of our listeners have had hip replacements. Recommendations regarding the hips and pain there. And back again, Kathy, on the difference with hip help before and after hip replacement.
Okay, with the hips, I have never seen anything specific to give the hip support.
Okay.
When people say that they have issues with their hips, I try to just tell them to maybe increase exercise a little more,
okay,
or even if you wear the spandex bicycle shorts,
okay,
it'll give you some sort of compression as opposed to just wearing, you know, regular shorts.
Okay.
You know, just gives you a little bit more.
Right, okay, yeah. And, of course, that helps, too, with the blood circulation, which is good, which is important for your whole body. How about
Correct. Knees?
And Kathy, what about help for those whose knees bother them as they go up and down steps? As I'm finding with older age, I think we have twice the number of steps in our house than we had when we moved there 27 years ago. What do you recommend for knee help?
Well, I would recommend to not do nothing. It's important to continue to be mobile and walk and even, you know, do some light exercise, you know, whatever your body can tolerate. Also, you know, what we put in our bodies plays a huge role in joint health. A good balanced diet, vitamins, iron, protein, you know, and a big important one that helps to lubricate the joints is omega-3, which are the fatty acids.
Okay.
I'm really dipping into Rachel's portion of the show. But
well, it's real easy, folks. When you go to 110 Pharmacy and Surgical and you go in and have your chat with Kathy, Rachel's just going to be right in the next section, right?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
We work together.
There you go. Yeah, and that's right. And folks, we're made. We're all these things are connected. Whether it be the compression stockings and helping with your circulation, or the heat, or the cold, or whatever, as well as the nutrition. So what you're saying is, if our knees are bothering us by going up and down the steps, we need to go up and down the steps more, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
And there are knee supports and things like that that I could, you know, be more than happy to show a customer.
Well, it's what we said in the monologue. This pain doesn't have to come with aging. So when you get that aging, Kathy's right. You've got to make some changes with exercise. What about ankle joint pain?
Again, I have ankle supports that are, you know, very, very good. They give compression as well as support. Again, I go back to my main treatment is icing. Elevating is also very good for to reduce swelling if you're having swelling issues and joint pain.
Yeah. Well, that brings us to the feet and the toes. Now, we did a whole program on swollen feet. That's in the archives of HealthWise on sermonaudio.com. So when we're dealing with swelling in the feet and the toes, then and even the joint issues, the elevation is important, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It will definitely help.
And you have those things that people when they're sitting on a couch or something that elevate their feet, right?
Yes, I have elevation wedges. They come in many different widths, like elevation slants, so you could pick the elevation that's going to be suitable for you. And then we also have recliners that will elevate your leg.
Yeah. Those are great.
As well.
Those are super. You can sit in them at 110 Pharmacy. Kathy, you got about 30 seconds left. Tell us what else we'll find in your floor-to-ceiling surgical medical department at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical.
You'll find anything from wound care to inserts for your shoes. There's just so much. Rollators, walkers, wheelchairs. There's just so much that we have there. We have a whole section that will address the needs of the elderly for, their personal needs, things like that, different kind of aids that they would need.
Okay. Walking sticks, I noticed you have, too. They're helpful when we're on hikes. Hey, Kathy, thanks so much for your time today, and our thanks to 110 Pharmacy and Surgical for sponsoring today's program. You can visit them at 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. It really is a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. Now, remember, when you visit, mention that you heard us on WLIE 540, and you'll receive a special 20% discount on your surgical medical supplies in the boutique and in the nutrition department that you've heard about. And right next to that nutrition department is the surgical medical department. There you can meet Kathy. Tell her that you heard her on HealthWise. If you're in an area where you can't get to the market itself, then you can call 1-800-599-9963, 1-800-599-9963, and you'll get the 20% discount there too if you mention WLIE 540 AM. Next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body that God has given you. So we'll see you here on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m. for another edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening. For now, be HealthWise.